A young singer and songwriter came out with a debut album last week, but it has the sound of a vintage record. The songs of Natalie Press are elaborate productions, painstakingly arranged, shot through with traces of big band and Tin Pan Alley, 1970s country and soul.
You are a bird of prey with a heart like the night.
Confessional songs and poetic. Natalie Press sings a lot about heartbreak on this CD. She joins us in her studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Despite your broken heart. Or is that just for the CD?
It's okay. I mean, it's been a few years since the record has been recorded, so.
You have such a wonderful, but if I may, delicate voice. How do you fit that over
thank
the
you.
Arrangements?
Matthew White and Trey Pollard, the producers, did know that we wanted my voice to be kind of on top of all of the arrangements, kind of like an old Curtis Mayfield record, how his voice is really gentle, but it rests right on top. And not much reverb, you know, just very dry, very flat, just very revealing.
Let's hear a little of My Baby Don't Understand Me.
Our love is like the long goodbye. We keep waiting for the train to cry. Because my baby don't understand me.
What do you hear in the music of, as you said, Curtis Mayfield, maybe Diana Ross, Dionne Warwick, that you're trying to capture?
Just that beautiful emotion where you're listening and there's so much happening in the arrangements. The songs are really well crafted. Like when you listen to those old records, you know, even the percussionist is playing something catchy that you can sing back. So we just had all these different elements. We wanted them to come together and just be able to, like, take you away.
How do you think you developed your sound?
Just years and years of listening. You know, the music that hit me, like, as a kid and stuff wasn't cool when I was a kid. I've always loved that old classic stuff. Like, my dad raised us on Motown, and that definitely had a huge influence on my writing.
That's sure. Classic now. It used to be cool.
Yeah. But in middle school and high school in the early 2000s, that wasn't very cool.
Reading about you, I want to ask about something. And I didn't know about it. Apparently you did it as a youngster, live-action role-playing?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What is that, and how is that different than the school play?
First of all, it's fantasy-based. So, like, you know, elves, fairies, what have you. And there's only just a rough outline, like a plot, and then everybody has their role, and then you just run into the woods and you make it up. Like, it can end any way.
What do you think that contributed to you as an artist?
It definitely gave me the confidence to just be free with my creativity, just be confident in my choices. Because when you're live action role playing, it's improv, so you're just thinking on the fly.
This is Christy.
Christy. Isn't too short or too sweet, Christy. Why compare my love to yours if we both know he adores you, Christy?
Ooh. That hurts to hear.
Yeah.
The other woman?
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting story about this song because it was written before it was a true story, and then after it was written, eventually it became true.
No.
Yeah. It was pretty wild.
You ought to be. Yeah. You apparently have some power in your songs. You ought to be very careful.
I know. It's all that fairy magic from when I was a kid.
Oh. So a lot of this was going on as you were working on these songs.
Yeah, some of it, yeah. I mean, like, a lot of the songs, like, some are very old, some are newer. Some of them were true, and then like Christie was just a story that I made up, and then it became true. So it's just, it's interesting how this record has turned into this like complete autobiography.
May I ask you about Clarence?
He's sitting right behind you. Clarence was my invisible friend when I was a child.
Not just when you were a child, I've read.
Yeah. Clarence came back in my adult life, maybe 4 years ago. He woke me up in the middle of the night. But he was great. We were really good friends. We used to love watching the fish in the fish tank.
Yeah.
And my mom, I used to make my mom set a place for him at the table.
There is a happy song on this album.
Yes. Oh, there is. It closes with it.
Yes, it is. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Sure.
It's good, too. Okay? It is you.
There are trees. There are clouds. Many shadows and crowds. There are dreams. There are doubts. There are whispers and shouts. And the snow, it formed a crown upon the silver mountain king. But there's only one that I need.
I'd like to think that this song came from something that was a little happier that was occurring in your life.
Right. I wrote it in a phase where I was trying to write, like, standards. I wrote a whole bunch of songs, and this was my favorite.
What do you hope people will take away from this when they listen to you?
I just want people to listen, really listen. I want them to hear that tambourine part. You know, I want them to hear chord changes and subtleties. I want it to be like an adventure.
Natalie Prass, her self-titled debut album, came out last week. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The turning of space, it can't stop in three. Only in time will it start to fade.